This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
This is Matthew Adams, this week's guest host on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today, I'm here to talk about breathing. Breathing is critical to human existence, as you're well aware. If you're listening to this, hopefully, you're breathing. The average person takes as many as 23,000 breaths a day. That is a lot of repetition. And as my martial arts mentor likes to say, practice makes permanent. So hopefully, our breathing technique is up to par. I'll be back with more on breathing after this message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
This is Matthew Adams, and today my subject is breathing. Now, as I mentioned, the average person takes as many as 23,000 breaths a day. And in my experience, quality repetition leads to quality performance. And when we're talking about breathing, quality performance means a higher quality of life in general. So I want to quickly take you through a very simple exercise on making sure that you're getting a good quality rep when you take a breath. So go ahead and, if you are in a position where it's safe to do so, take your hands and place them just below the bottom of your rib cage with your forefinger in the front and your thumb on the back. Now take a deep breath in and just notice what happens. And then exhale and notice what happens. Now as you continue to breathe with your hands there, I want you to try and move your diaphragm, move your abdomen in an expansive way out in all three directions, forward, sideways, and backwards as you inhale. And then to have the opposite of that happen as you exhale, where you contract, you get a little bit smaller in all three directions on your exhale. That is the way that we would be expanding three-dimensionally on an inhale and contracting three-dimensionally on an exhale is the ideal way to breathe. Now, the other piece of breath is that we should expand downwards first, then outwards, then upwards. So if you watch a baby laying on their back, you'll see them naturally breathing in this manner where their belly expands first, their chest second, and their shoulders lift slightly third. That's how we should all be breathing. Unfortunately, many of us, for a variety of different reasons, are programmed into breathing patterns that are less than ideal, where we breathe primarily in our chest. Now, chest breathing is a common cause of anxiety. It can also exacerbate things like depression and lead to postural issues, which can affect the shoulders, the neck, and the spine in ways that can cause a great deal of pain. I'm Matthew Adams for Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm a health and fitness coach here on the Coast Side. And if you have any questions or want to learn more about breathing or get coached on breathing or movement, I hope that you'll contact me via phone 534-4004 or via my website mindyourmovement.com.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.